Left off discussing two very different aspects, two different halachos, kiyumim, regarding a bracha rishona, that of a matir, of kohanene b'la bracha kilumal, and also the kavachomra birchas hamazon, kishu savem avari, kishuroi v'lo kolshkein, or kodesh ilul na Hashem, that seems to emphasize elements of a birchas hodah, and various possible differences that seem to reflect these two kiyumim. One was the sugi we discussed in Brachos and Daf Nun Aleph, the chiddush of the possibility of a birchas hanenin la'achar shenehen. A person goes at needs, as Rashi understands the Gemara, and as such, can you recite a bracha at that particular time? So Rav Chisda says, yes, a chiddush, that just as one is allowed to recite a bracha kodem achila, so that did not occur, b'di'eved, one can go ahead and recite a bracha la'achar ha'achila. And even Ravina, who disagrees and maintains that certainly is not true, that you can only recite a bracha before, not recite a bracha afterwards, a chiddush, Ravina says, why is that true? So Pashup Shah, one would argue as follows, if the purpose of the bracha is to serve as a matir, so as such, a matir, of course, is prior to the achila. How can you envision that the matir is la achar achila? But that is not what Ravina says. Ravina seems to assume that, you know, in principle, Rav Chisda is correct, that we could envision a bracha rishona even la'achar shenehena, even la'achar ha'achila. However, Ravin argues, ho v'idche idche, the sugi of dichui, and daf samach gimel, and daf lamed gimel, masech ha'sukkah, very great chiddush, know that dichui should be the reason that you cannot recite a bracha in that particular case. And the Gemara compares this to an instance of a birchas ha-mitzvah. That just as in the case of tefilas ha-ger, the bracha is considered to be la'achar ha-tefilah, suhu ha-dinami, the same should be true when it comes to a birchas ha-nenin as well. And that's what the Gemara comments that, look, ger is so different that mikara gavra lo chazi, that he couldn't recite the bracha before gerus. Necessarily, the bracha was niskan achar gerus. But in this particular case, where the bracha should have been said before, then you cannot go ahead and recite it afterwards. In fact, we discussed the machlokis, the Rambam or Zeruah. What happens in a typical case of a birchas hamitzvah, where one should have recited the bracha over la'asiyasan, and one does not? The Rambam writes that the option of a bracha la'achar asiyasa is only in those cases where that was the takana. Otherwise, you cannot assume that that's true. And the Zeruah sheet is that no, when it comes to a birchas hamitzvah b'di'evit, if a person did not recite a bracha over la'asiyasa, one can go ahead and do so la'achar asiyasa. But a very great chiddush, that the Gemara has to assume that the reason you cannot recite the bracha rishona la'achar ha'achila is based on the concept of dichui. A very great chiddush. Why, in fact, should that be so? In fact, when it comes to cases of dichui, there is a marked difference, as we discussed, between nirav and idcha, as opposed to a case of dichui me'ikara. Sometimes nirav and idcha means it was fit, and then it became unfit. In other cases, we assume that it was never something that was right lookout. We're going to have to see whether that difference is relevant at all when it comes to a birchas hanenin. We'll see a chiddush that the Rush quotes in the name of the Raivin. But again, if you look in the Emek Bracha, Raparamchik, in Hilchos Birchas Nenin, in Os Aleph, so he points out this exact difficulty, that why should Rav Chisda argue that you can make a bracha, la'achar ha'achila? And why does Ravina have to disagree invoking the principle of dichui? It must be that there is a kiyum to birchas hanenin aside from just matir, aside from just hatoras eiser, that there is an element of kishu savim avarei kishuroi v'lo kolshkein, there's an element of kodesh ilum la'Hashem, there is a kiyum of hodah, and just because a person did not go ahead and recite the bracha at its appropriate time to be matir the achila harishona, but why do we argue that therefore hodah is no longer in place? And therefore, one could envision the kiyum hodah la'achar kach. And perhaps that's why Rav Chisda maintains a bracha can be recited, and that's why Ravina has to invoke the principle of dichui. And furthermore, the other sugi we discussed that could impact on this issue was the sugi in Brachos and Daf Yud Beis, and that is a case of safek. Safek, when it comes to the kiyum hodah, one could argue that perhaps safek is the kula, but that was our whole issue of the ri and the rif. When it comes to a suffix of hataras iser, can you so simply assume that suffix is considered to be lakula? And a further possible distinction was the fact that there is chiluk brachos, our sugya, the fact that you do not go ahead and recite the same bracha for each and every food type. Why exactly is that true? So we suggested the following chiddush, that perhaps from the perspective of matir, you understand very well that a birchas hashahakol is considered to be sufficient. What greater matir than acknowledging the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't only create this min, but shakol nyabidvaro? Maybe one could argue in terms of matir, the bracha of shakol reflects in the most fullest sense of Lashem ha'aretzim lo. You're not simply reciting a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was motzi lechem in ha'aretz or mizonos, but rather absolutely everything. As far as matir is concerned, why is there any need for anything above and beyond a bracha of shahakol? Perhaps one could argue that that is a function of hodah, that we acknowledge that we don't give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the same level of hodah for each and every experience. That for certain experiences, the chiv of hodah is considered to be that which is greater. So again, if a person is just casually taking a sip of water, one can experience that hodah is pales compared to a person who's having a suda chashuva. And you understand why chiluk brachos is necessary. Why indeed, in terms of hodah, that is the case. So perhaps one could suggest that chiddush, that if all brachos were driven by that element of matir, a bracha of shahak would be sufficient. But that kiyum hodah requires a more specific, a more elaborate bracha to reflect the benefit that a person is indeed receiving. So therefore, the case of la'achar ha'achil, the case of safek, chiluk brachos, perhaps all of that plays into the tukim when it comes to dini brachos. If you look in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Yud Beis, here the Beis Yosef and then the Mechaber, but the Beis Yosef at great length, right, discusses the shita of the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen discusses the Mishnah later on Daf Mem Dalet, that tells us that zeh haklal, that this is a fundamental principle in dini brachos, the kol shu ikar v'imo tfeila. Let's assume, for example, a person has ikar and tafel. So in such a case, mevarech al ha'ikar, upoteres ha'tfeila. So therefore, the bracha is recited on the ikar, and that exempts the tafel. We'll have to discuss exactly how that works, ikar and tafel. But the typical case of ikar and tafel is as follows, that a person is either eating the two simultaneously, a person will have a cracker with a spread, or perhaps a person will first have the achilas ha'ikar, followed by the achilas ha'tafel. Even then we assume that the bracha of the ikar is considered to be the koveya. So the Trumas Hadeshen describes the following. What happens if the order is reversed? What happens if for whatever reason the achila harishona is on that which is tafel? So exactly what in fact do you do? Let's assume, for example, a person is having a Trumas Hadeshen case, a very salty, salty type of dish. And therefore, before a person eats that type of matzah herring, something that's very salty, he will eat something before in order that there should be some sweet flavor in his mouth. The purpose of the Achila Rishona clearly is that which is tafel. But here, the Achila Satafel precedes the Achila Sa'ikar. So what do you do in that particular case? That's the Shaila of Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen writes the Chiddush. This is what Beis Yosef quotes. This is a Diyun Mechaber, Reish Yud Beis, that you recite a bracha of Shahakol. Well, you recite a bracha of Shahakol, regardless of what that tafel is. Let's assume, for example, a person would have a sweet fruit. In order to coat the palate, in order to eat that which is ikar, the bracha would be a Shahakol. That's the Chiddush of Trumas Hadeshen. What exactly is that Svar of Trumas Hadeshen Imanoshach? If you're obligated to recite a bracha, so recite the bracha haruyila. And if you're going to argue this is tough, it doesn't warrant a bracha, What kind of pshara that a person should recite a bracha of Shahakol? So perhaps it's exactly this Chiddush. That in terms of Ikar and Tafel, if I were to ask you the Kiyum Hodah, what is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, should be acknowledged for? The answer is clearly that the Kiyum Hodah is on that which is the Ikar, not on that which is the Tafel. That's the Chiddush of Trumas Hadeshen. But what are you going to argue? That I can go ahead and eat that which is Tafel B'li Bracha? B'li Bracha? What do you mean? That Kol HaNene B'lo Bracha Kilomal? What, that the Matir is going to be Chalam Afreya? As we pointed out, we can envision Hoda la'achar ha'achila. No, that's mamish birchas hamazon. Hoda is la'achar ha'achila. But how do you have a matir which is la'achar ha'achila? So you can tell the person, eat the tafel now, and then recite a bracha afterwards, and that will be chal amafrei as a matir. So the answer is, why is it necessary to go ahead and recite a bracha now on the tafel? Perhaps one could suggest the chiddush that what's driving that is the need for a matir, but not the kiyum hodah. And therefore, perhaps one could argue exactly that chiddush in Truma Sedeshim, that the need for a specific bracha, why can't you just run a bracha of shakal? All of that is part of the chiyuv hodah. As far as matir is concerned, so good. What greater matir than shakal nebidvaro? So therefore, if you could isolate, if you could envision a case where the bracha is only a function of matir, not a function of hodah, the bracha is going to be shakal. That's exactly the chiddush of Truma Sedeshim. Now that Eimachinami, that in fact is the case. Well, so that's the sheet of Truma Sedeshim. Whenever you're making a bracha on tafel, whatever the case is, the bracha is always considered to be that which is a shahaka. We'll see that there's a detailed deal, the Beis Yosef, the Daki Moshe, within this Truma Sedeshim, right, we'll get to in a minute. But the Truma Sedeshim, the Chora, that's exactly this particular chiddush. Good. Furthermore, another possible nafkamina, the sugya here on Daf Lamed Hei with Beis. What happens in a case of one who drinks shemen? So in such a case, the Gemara suggests that shemen, right, is something that could be detrimental for a person to drink straight oil. The Gemara says that that is a case of mazik, that is mazik. So if you look in Rashi, and Daf Lamed Hei Beis and the Ritva, explicitly in the sugya, so therefore, no bracha is recited. And that which is detrimental, you don't recite a bracha. We discussed the machlokis, the Rambam and Ravid, whether you make a bracha rishona machalos asiros. But something which is considered to be maziku, so that Rashi and the Ritva point out there is no bracha at all. So if you look in the Rambam Hilchos Brachos, Peraches Halacha Beis, the Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam maintains, now when the Gemara says you don't make a bracha on shemen because an element of hezek, it means you don't recite a more specific bracha. A more specific bracha. But a bracha of shahakal, that you have to recite. That you have to recite. So you don't recite a unique bracha on shemen. Or you don't recite a Berachas Ha'etz on Shemen, but you do recite a Berachav Shahakal. So again, what type of pshara is this? That since it's something which is potentially mazik, so therefore, you recite a Berachav Shahakal. Perhaps exactly again, this split as well. Right, and that is, the Rambam understood that, look, in terms of the Chiyuv Hodah, yeah, there one can assess. Is one Chayiv the Hodah on that which is considered to be a Dvar Hezek? So maybe one could argue no. But as far as matir is concerned, matir. So even if you'll tell me, well, we'll have to see that sugya at length, that you know what, that right now, for whatever reason, you may enjoy, right, drinking shemen. So maybe there's an element of samhana's garun by doing so. But I'm telling you, you're going to suffer an hour from now. Now, when you start digesting this stuff, it's not going to be very, very pleasant. Good? But can a person partake without, you mean to say that therefore one can be nehneh b'li bracha? There's no need for matir whatsoever? The Rambam apparently understood that question, whether it is or is not, maziku, all of that is within, right, that framework of hodah. But the bottom line of matir is still considered to be necessary. So maybe that's similar to the instance of the Truma Sedeshin, where you can isolate the kiyum hodah, right, from the matir, and therefore the Rambam writes, the bracha is going to be a shahako. A matir without the kiyum hodah, that's the bracha of shahako. Well, so if you look in Rabbeinu Yonah has a great chiddush. This is found in Daf Chav Zayin with Beis and Daf Yarif. We know when it comes to bracha achrona, there's a shear for bracha achrona. The shear for bracha achrona, let's assume a person eats, the shear is going to be a kazayis. There's a shear for shtia as well, for bracha achrona. What about when it comes to a bracha rishona? It's interesting, it is a machlokas rishona, but we're used to it. We have some like lalacha Tosos writes, and Daflam Atesim at Aleph, Tosar Maschal Batsar, what Tosos writes, that bracha rishona, the shir is a kol shu. The shir is a kol shu. Even a person has pachos mikashir, a sip. Yeah, but you still have to recite a bracha. You still have to recite a bracha. So perhaps one could argue that's split as well. In other words, our Gemara introduces that what is the kiyum hoda? So the Gemara says, Kishata sohem avarech, kishiroi blakolshke, kavachom rabircha samazon. That kavachom rabircha samazon is bekashir, pachos mikashir. You don't bench on pachos mikashir, there's no bracha achron on pachos mikashir. So if what is driving the chiyuv of bracha rishona is hodah, kavachom rabircha samazon, as our Gemara says. So maybe one argue, no, in the spirit of Dayo, if this really is not just a gili milsa, kavachomer, so shouldn't that be capped? Shouldn't that be limited? So in a circumstance where one is obligated to do so, so how do you even make a brach at all on pachos mikashir? Perhaps the answer to this point is not here. Maybe nachinami, as far as the kim hoda is concerned, so shir. But what do you mean that kolon ena bracha b'kilu mal is only kazayis, and pachos mikazayis that would not be true? I'm allowed to go ahead and to partake. As far as the Hatorah se iser is concerned, I would argue that's chal b'kol shu. Maybe when it comes to the chi of hoda, yeah, then one could assess. So Rabbi Yonah writes the striking chiddush chavzan abezim tapi harif. That whenever a person has pachos mikashir, the bracha is shahakom. Well, that's Rabbi Yonah's shita. A bracha on pachos mikashir is always a shahakom, regardless of what it is. Pachos mikashir of mezonos, pachos mikashir of eitz, adama, always a bracha of shahakom. That's Rabbi Yonah's shita. It's beautiful. Matir is necessary. The kim hoda is only bikashir. So therefore, if you can isolate those cases, enachinami. So therefore, as far as the quality of matir is concerned, a brach of shakla is considered to be that which is sufficient. We alluded earlier to the chiddush of the Rush. See, if you look in the Beis Yosef, the Darkei Moshe, they quote this Truma Sedeshin. You take a look in the Beis Yosef, and then Darkei Moshe discusses the following in the Beis Yosef, that on Achilas Tafel, you always make a bracha of shako. That's the Chumash edition. Is that really true? That Achilas Tafel, you always make a bracha of shako when it's, for example, before the Ikar, whenever there's a bracha on Tafel. But we don't pass like Rabbi Yonah. We pass like Tosas that on Pachos Mikashir, you make the specific bracha. So why should we be chayish the Chumash edition if we don't pass like Rabbi Yonah? That's the discussion of the Beis Yosef and Darkei Moshe. So you look at that kasha, I would have argued, what in the world does one have to do with another? No, what does the diyun of the Truma Sedeshin of Iker and Tafel have to do with the machlokas between Tosfos and Rabbi Yonah regarding Pachos Mikashir? It's a stira to hold like Tosfos and like the Truma Sedeshin, but the Truma Sedeshin and Rabbi Yonah go together. Why is that such a kasha? So the answer is, according to this viewer, exactly, no? They exactly go together. Because what you hold of Tafel, you should also hold of Pachos Mikashir. And therefore, to paskin like Tosfos Daf Lamedes, that on Pachos Mikashir you make the bracha Ariela, and to paskin like the Truma Sedeshin, that whenever there's a bracha on Tafel, it's a bracha of Shahakol, yeah, that's somewhat of a stira. Because in both cases, you have the need for matir without the kimodo. So why should you distinguish in those cases? First glance, you see the Beis Yosef and you see the Darkei Moshe. Why in the world should you argue that this is at all habatalia? But Shema Session has to agree with Rabbi Yonah, but you see the common link, no? That's the lamdas. That you have a need for a matir without the need for the full kim of hoda. In fact, we mentioned, that's pshat, and that's again brachos and daf nun aleph, that I should be able to recite a bracha rishona even la'achar ha'achila, if not for the concept of dichui. Ho vidchei dichui. If not for dichui. Ah, chidush, you have to invoke dichui. So the Rosh, in Perek Zayin of Brachos, in Simen Lamed Gimel, quotes the Raivin. What happens in the following? A person forgets, and Hichnis Mashkin Bepiv. And all of a sudden, right, he drinks the mashke. He didn't swallow it. But the mashke has filled his mouth. What exactly does he do now? So the Ravid Shita is a pretty great chiddush. The Ravid says, Boleya, swallow. And V'achar kach mevarech. And make the bracha afterwards. That's the Shita of the Ravid. A person forgot to make a bracha. Oh, Baruch Hashem, he recognizes I forgot to make the bracha before he swallowed. So what do I do now? The rabbi says you don't have to spit everything out. Swallow, and then make the bracha. Well, interesting chiddush. Why is that a possibility? So the rabbi writes the following chiddush, Numamish, Nafgamina, based on Ravina. Because Rav Chisda says you can make a bracha afterwards. And the only reason Ravina disagrees is because dichoy. What do you mean? That this is a case where you should have made the bracha before. Nira v'nidche. And therefore, in a mavarech. The rabbi writes his chiddush, this is not called nira v'nidche. This is called dichoy meikara. Why? Because even prior to swallowing the mashke, already at that point you could not have made the bracha. You could have made the bracha a minute earlier. I acknowledge that. But even before you swallowed, you realize you have to make a bracha. Now you can't because your mouth is full. That's already a case of dichui meikar. And dichui meikar lo havi dichui. And therefore, the Ravid writes the Chiddush that Bechi HaGavna, Ravina would agree with Rav Chisda. The only reason Ravina disagreed with Rav Chisda is because Nirev Nidche. So the Ravid writes, I'll give you a case where it was never Nirev Nidche. And that is, Hichnis Mashke B'toch Piv, Kodem Shebola. So in that case, Mamish Achar Kach Mavarech. Wow. Right? That's the Chiddush that the Rosh writes named the Ravid. So if you look in Emet Bracha, Rav Paramchik just raises the following suffix. What happens if that was the case? Right? Hichnis mashkin epiv and lo bala. But how much mashke did you have in your mouth? How much mashke did you have? Let's assume here, right? It's a chiddush. Let's assume full. Let's assume it was pachos mikashir. A little bit of mashke. So that's a tzarechi in Avei Mebracha. Not in that particular case. That's a suffer. What's the tzarechi? Because again, how is it possible to envision a bracha rishona la'achar ha'achil, la'achar ha'shtiyah? The answer is that that's not b'toras matir, but rather that is the kiyum hodah. So what's wrong with the kiyum hodah? La'achar achil, la'achar shtia. The only problem with that is dichui. So if you can get around the problem of dichui meikara as opposed to nirav nidche, you would make the bracha afterwards. But if the whole thing is only pachos mikashir, maybe our lamdus that, you know what, that there's no kiyum hodah pachos mikashir. The need for a bracha on pachos mikashir is a function of the matir. And the matir is going to be chal la'achar sha'acha, la'achar sha'shasa. So maybe if you're dealing with pachos mikashir, the reason you can't make a bracha after the fact is because, very simply, you can't have a matir l'mafreya. The whole deal between Rav Chisda and Ravina was only bikashir, where one could envision the kiyum of hodah. Achar kach, if not for the problem of dichui. So that's the chiddush that Mekbracha raises. Would the Ravid necessarily assume his chiddush of boleya v'achar kach mevarech if you're dealing with pachos mikashir? Interesting possibility. Right, so this perhaps could reflect, right, the two different tracks, right? In other words, matir is the bracha of shahakol, right? And the more specific bracha is part of that kiyum, the part of that kiyum of hodah. This could be relevant for the following as well, right? If you look in Magen Avraham, Simen Reish Ches and Sivkot and Tes, the Magen Avraham points out the following. We have to see the sugya soon, that if you have oraz, you have rice, then the bracha rishon is mazonos. And if you have dochan, if you have millet, then the bracha is bari pri ha'adam. So, the Magen Avraham, the Bach, the Shlach, they raised the following suffix, that the type of rice that they had, what was that? Was that the orez that was found in the Gemara, and therefore the bracha is mezonos? Or was that dochan where the bracha is bari pri adam? In other words, you have something where there's a suffix as to whether it's mezonos, or as to whether it's a bracha bari pri adam. So the Bach, mashallah, point out, well, if you have something which is a suffik bracha, so therefore, mi suffik, one should recite the bracha of shahakol. Or, for example, if you look in Bir Halacha, there in Simen Reish Ches and Siv Zayin, Bir Maskal Ad, the Bir Halacha raises the issue, what happens if you have unprocessed whole rice? Is that a mezonos? Or is that a bracha bar pri adama? So in both cases, either a certain type of rice or whole rice, you have two possibilities. Is it a bracha of mezonos or is it a bracha bar pri adama? So suffix. The Bir Halacha writes, what should you do, misafik? So one possibility is misafik, recite a bracha bar pri adama. Another possibility is no misafik, recite a bracha of shahakol. So the following difficulty. Why would one argue that misafik you should recite the bracha of shahakol? Why is that true? Why should you recite a bracha of shahakol? It's a safek adama, safek bar minazonos. Because if you look in Taz as an example, the Taz in Simen Reish Ches and Sivkot Ches, the Taz writes that, well, let's assume you have mezonos in front of you, and you made a bracha bar pri adama. What, you're not yotze? What, mezonos is not bar pri adama? The Taz writes you're yotze if you make a bracha bar pri adama on mezonos. The Bir Halacha in Simen Reish Ches and Siv Zayin writes the opposite would be true as well. Let's assume, for example, a person has to make a bracha bar pi adama, and he made a bracha of mezonot. Bir Halacha writes it biyotze. It's also mezon. It's interesting. You have something where it's a suffik mezonot, suffik bar pi adama. So even if I were to make the inappropriate bracha, I'd be yotze anyway. See, I understand the suffix we had in the Gemara, Shechar, right, and Chamra. Hey, you're dealing with two completely different brachos left to discuss. I understand. You're going to make a bracha bar pri gafan on water. No problem, no? But here, right, even if it is the mezonos, you're yotze with an adam. Even if it's an adam, you're yotze with mezonos. So if you have a suffix, whether something is a bar minazonos or whether it's adama, why do we assume make a bracha of shahakol? Maybe one should argue, make one of the other brachos. You know what? Maybe you're mamish on the mark, and that's the appropriate bracha. And even if you're not, b'di'evid, you could be yotze. B'di'evid, you could be yotze. Interesting kasha, no? Apparently, we assume that, no, that's not necessarily true. Apparently, that there are kind of two tracks, in terms of dinei brachos. There is the ideal tier, and that's the bracha haru'uyala, which is not only matir, but it's a full kiyum of hodah. And if for whatever reason you can't necessarily recite the bracha haru'ila, the takanas chachamim was matir. And therefore you jump down to the bracha of Isha Hakom. If I were to go ahead and make a bracha of mizonos on something where the bracha should be adama, so if it's an inappropriate bracha, that's called a bracha shein ariyalo. Maybe b'diyevet I would still be yotze, because adama is a little bit broader than mizonos, and mizonos also comes from the ground, but undeniably that's a bracha shein ariyalo. Apparently, you see there's a quality to the bracha of shakal as a bracha klalius, as a matir, where the bracha of shakal was instituted not only as a bracha haru'ila on water, on candy, right? But, right, it is an appropriate bracha b'makom safek. And that's perhaps why that Magen Avram, that Bir Halacha, interesting, the possibility of when there's a suffix as to what does the bracha riyala, so therefore tier 2 kicks in, which is to be matir, the particular issin. A similar diyun, right, you find as follows. What happens if a person, for example, were to make a bracha borei pri ha'etz on yayin? What would happen? If you look in that sugi we just discussed, the sugi brachos daf yud beis, right? That was the sugi of pasach adaita dechamra, sim adaita deshichra. So if you take a look at the Tosus, yud beis amad after maschalo, in that sugi, right? There the Gemara was described what happens if a person had in mind to make this bracha and had in mind to make that bracha, and he concluded bracha properly. That was the whole sugi we discussed, right? So Tosus makes an important comment. Let's assume, for example, a person really made an inappropriate bracha, but he corrected himself toch kedei dibur. He corrected himself toch kedei dibur. So Tosus writes that, look, if you're chozer toch kedei dibur, that's good. So, for example, right, if a person made a bracha, Tosus says, Mekadesh HaShabbos, and you know what, it's yantif. And all of a sudden, toch kedei dibur, he corrected himself, Mekadesh Yisro V'Azmanim. So as long as he, right, was misaking the bracha toch kedei dibur, that's good enough. That's what Tosus writes. Okay, beautiful. Good. And then Tosus gives you another example. Right? The name of Rabbeinu Hananel. Let's assume, for example, that toch kedei dibur, a person made a mistake, and he made a bracha borei pri ha'etz, when he should have made a bracha borei pri ha'gafen. So Tosus writes, well, look, Tolkidibur, Yachal Achserba. So a person has wine, and all of a sudden he makes a bracha by eights, he realizes, no, not eights, he corrects himself. Good, you can be chozer, you can be sakin the bracha, Tolkidibur. So if you look at Rabbi Kivager there, and Daf Yud Beis Amad Aleph, Rabbi Kivager is bothered by another issue. Well, I understand the Shabbos and Yantif case. You make a bracha of Makadesh HaShabbos and Yantif, you're not Yotze. So, you have to come on to Chazar, Toch kedei dibur. I understand very well. Rabbi Kveger is very bothered. What about the other example Tosus gives? You have to come on to Chazar, Toch kedei dibur. A person is drinking wine and he makes a bracha, a bar praise. What, you're not Yotzing? You're not Yotzing. Rabbi Kveger, it's why in the world shouldn't you be Yotzing? After all, even if it's Yayin, still Rabbi Kveger writes shame priya love. It still has the status of a pri. After on the bracha achrona, we're going to mention pri hagefen. So you see, the term pri does not necessarily mean a whole fruit. It's applicable to wine as well. So a person made a bracha pri ha'etz. Of course, he's yotze. Ideally, he shouldn't have made a bracha bar peitz. He should have made a bracha of bar pri hagefen, but. Rabbi Kveger writes, Lo gara mi birich shahako. Is that any different from a bracha of shahako? If you're yotzi with shahako, why aren't you yotzi here? It's a pella le Tosus, no? Tosus is telling you a chiddush that, right, b'dievd, you can misakein a bracha, tolken at ibor. The example of Tosus with the eitz and yain seems to be somewhat difficult. Perhaps Poshav Shadda Tosus is this chiddush based on this yisod. And that is, no, maybe there is the possibility of a bracha of shahakal that would not be true of a bracha of bora prihabeitz. Bora prihabeitz, right, that's a bracha she'en ru'yala when it comes to yayin. That bracha was not instituted on yayin. Bora prihabeitz. That's an inappropriate bracha. Inappropriate bracha. A bracha of shahakal on yayin is an insufficient bracha, in the sense that matir, yes, but it's insufficient hodah. But the bracha of shahako was instituted not only as a bracha haru'uyala for water, candy, and so on, but as a fallback position, the makom safek, or bedieved. But maybe that's not necessarily true of an inappropriate, more specific bracha. And therefore, Rabbeinu Hananel seems to assume this very great chiddush that if a person would make a shahakal on yayin, he'd be yotzei. But if a person makes a bracha bar pri eitz on yayin, he would not be yotzei. Not be yotzei. For that, you have to come on to chazar tolkei dibur, like one would do in the analogy to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Oh, an interesting chiddush. So this notion of a bracha of shahako as hatara se'iser, as a matir. Now, a person is making a shahako on yayin. Yeah, it's matir, but it lacks the kim hodah. What about a person makes a bracha of shahako on what he should have said a bracha of shahako? On that which is ra'ula. Person has his juice, his water, his candy. Here, Poshav Shat one could argue as follows. And there, Shahakol does serve both kiyumim. Very mustabir. On the one hand, it's matir. On the other hand, right, if that's the bracha haru'yala, the bracha of Shahakol functions in terms of that kiyum hodah as well. In other words, that the bracha of shakol, if it's a bracha haru'uyala, will have two halachos. If the bracha of shakol is recited on something that shakol is not warranted, so maybe the fallback position is, no, this is insufficient hodah, but a matir nonetheless it is. And where do you see, in fact, that is true? So here, Emek Bracha points out just the following. That sugya in brachos and daf nun aleph, we just discussed the Rosh, the Ravid. A person takes a drink of water, and all of a sudden, before he swallows, he realizes he didn't make a bracha of shakal. Bolei v'achar kach mevarich. He's reciting a bracha of shahakal la'achar shishasa. How is that possible? There's no matir l'mafreya. How is that possible? Well, the answer is the kim hodah, the chista, and even here, Rabbeinu would agree because it's not subject to dichui. So you see that when shahakal is a bracha haru'uyala, it has two halachas. But when shahakal is being used as a bracha she'en ru'uyala, in such a case, maybe one can argue that you don't have the full kiyum hodah, but nonetheless, the element of matir one has. The bracha of shahakal as a matir. Kizu goes ala kadosh baruch hu, ki ilu ma'al, la'shem haratzim lo, you're said a bracha of shahakal. So if a person recites a shahakal as a bracha she'en ru'yala, this doesn't warrant a shahakal, this is yayin. But a person recited a bracha of shahakal. Okay. So one thing is clear. That there's something lacking in the kiyum hodah. Let me raise the following issue. What about as far as the matir is concerned? the fact that it's insufficient hodah, that's obvious. You're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying Shakol, you should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a bracha Bar Pi HaGafen. But what about the HaTorah Se'isa? Could one argue that even as far as the Matir is concerned, that the bracha of Shakol is not fully sufficient? Not fully sufficient. You're right that to an extent it's matir, but just as there's something lacking in the kim hoda, maybe one could argue there's something lacking in the element of matir. If a person recites a bracha of shakol, it's obviously better than not reciting a bracha at all, but even in terms of the element of hataras yisin, just as we said, for example, lashem aratzim lo, the deal is kora bracha achara bracha. When you make a bracha, Kadosh Baruch Hu says that's it. It's matir any type of iser. I'll add one word: when you make the appropriate bracha. But if you don't make the appropriate bracha, just bracha of shakol, maybe there is an element of meila as well. After all, the Gemara says in the very bottom of our daf, Rava says that, you know what, dini brachos are not so simple. So therefore, yelech eitzel chacham vilamdenu. Right? So therefore, go to a chacham that he can teach you the dini brachos. Why? So what's the Lashon HaGemara? Kidei shel lavo yidei mi'ila. That's surprising. Right? You better learn Maseches Brachos. Because if you don't know the appropriate bracha, Kidei shelo yavo lidei me'ila. What exactly does that mean? Shelo yavo lidei me'ila. See, I understand that Rabbah could have said that, you know what, you better learn the particular brachos, because if you recite the wrong bracha, I'll tell you what, you don't have to learn all the brachos, you know, just make the bracha of shakol. The answer would be, no, what do you mean? Kodesh Yom Lashem, Kishel Sovei Mevarech, that's insufficient. But Rava says that you have to make sure to know the Dina Brachos very well to avoid the Isra Me'ila. So could one be Medayik in Rava? An interesting Chiddush. Because if you recite the inappropriate Bracha, you recite a Bracha of Shakol, right? An Yayin, there's an element of Me'ila. There's an element of Me'ila. And therefore Rava says, yeah, it's not enough to rely on the Mishnah tells us that if a person recites a Shakol, that's good enough. Yeah, that's true. Mishnah, Daf Nun, Val Kula, Mimamar, Shakoni, Midvro, Yatsa. But nonetheless, there is an element of Isser. The whole deal was that you're going to make the bracha Riyala, the appropriate bracha, to fully lift. Maybe that's very Meduyak in the Lashon of Rava. Kadei Shal Yavu Lidei Me'ila. If you look in Rabbi Yonah, right, and the Fachof Hei Mar Aleph and Dapei Harif, Rabbi Yonah writes, this is not Pshat in Rava. Not Pshat in Rava. Rabbi Yonah writes that, look, you have to recite a bracha, because if you'll eat without a bracha, the Lashon of Rabbi Yonah is interesting. Yischayev Karvan Me'ila. He has the word karvan. Interesting. How literally do you take that word, Rabbi Yonah? You can eat without a bracha, you have a karvan me'ila. Right? The Gemara is ki'ilumo. Rabbi Yonah says, yischayiv karvan me'ila. But then Rabbi Yonah adds, right, the following, but look, even if you don't know all the details, as long as you made a bracha of shahakol, Rabbi Yonah is mefurish. Yatsa ba midei me'ila. There's no me'ila. Shakol is matir. In other words, don't be medayik as we were in Rava, that there's an element of me'ilan, a bracha shenarayla. No. As long as made a bracha of shahakol, yatsi bo yidei me'ila, because Rabbi Yonah writes, a Mishnah, and the Mishnah tells us, ndaf mem, al kula, mim amar shakol ni bedvaro, yatsa. But you still have to learn hochos brachos. Why? Kedei shivarech, ha bracha haruil, lechol davar ledavar. You have to learn dini brachos to recite the appropriate bracha, but not to buy this Rav Meima. If you look in the Ritva also, right, is mefurash, that there's no Isra Me'ila if a person recites a bracha of shakl. But if you look in the Avud Raham, in the Dine Brachos, the Avud Raham writes differently. The Avud Raham quotes our Gemara, V'chol ha-nehene min ha-olam hazeh b'lo bracha. Rabbi Yonah writes, Pirish, bracha ha-miyuched esla. Wow. Then, more. Wow. That's a chiddush, no? Our Gemara says, Nana b'li bracha. Avud Raham just adds the words, Pirish. What is Rabbi Raham telling you? Bracha ha-miyuched esla, lo sodavar. Anytime you're nana without reciting the exact, appropriate, specific bracha, kama, mo, then you buy this or me'ila. Wow. The impression you get from the Raham is that there's an element of me'ila, even a person recites a bracha of shakal. And perhaps there's a diuk in the Rush to support this chiddush. If you look in the Rush here in our Perek, in Perek Vav, in Simen Gimel, there the Rush is discussing a sugya that we'll get to, the Alei Tzalaf, or Shkei Demarim. What bracha do you make on them? On bitter Shkei Dim, or on the leaves of the caper bush? Well, what bracha do you make on them? So the Rush writes that you make a bracha bari pri adama. Bari pri adama. And even though the Rosh is bothered, we'll have to see this Rosh, and even though the inyan meiser lo chashivei afilu ki erek, and even though when it comes to meiser, we don't assume that way, we don't treat alei tzlav and shkei demarim as adama, nonetheless, here you have to recite a bracha bar pri adama. Why? So the Rosh writes a quote, Hainu mishum da aser lehanos min alom mazeh b'lo bracha. Here, what do you mean? There's an iser. So if you look in the bottom of the Rosh, the Madani Yantim, Osei, he writes, what exactly is the Rosh saying? Here you have to recite the bracha bar pri adama, because kol hanene b'lo bracha kilomo. So the Madani Antif raises the tzarachim, then what do you mean? That reason of kol hanene b'lo bracha kilomo, you can just make a bracha of shahako. That's not a reason to prove that you have to recite a specific bracha. Here the question is, on these types of things, undeveloped, unripened shkedim, to make a bracha of shakl, to make a bracha of bar pri adama. So the Rosh seems to argue, you can't just simply say, let's make a shakl and not the specific bracha, because kilomo. So the Madinah, what do you mean kilomo? Kol hanene below bracha kilomo. Below bracha means below bracha, without any bracha, not without the appropriate bracha. Poshim Shan the Rosh is like Avud Raham. Kol nehem b'lo bracha does not mean the absence of any bracha. It means without reciting the appropriate bracha. That there's an element of me'ila. That's mefurish in Avud Raham, and that seems to be the reasoning of the Rosh. That if you have a case of a safek, you have to be done, because there's an isra me'ila at stake. Right? Interesting chiddush. Interesting chiddush. So the Gemara tells us again the drushos, kodesh ilulim, drushos, kishus sovem avar kashav lakol shkeim, and then the Gemara writes the svara, aser shiene min olam hazeh bracha, and v'chol hanene kilomo. So the Pnei Yeshua raises a pretty crucial kasha. No? If the need for a bracha Rishona is Svara. Svara So the Pnei Yosha writes, Yesh Litmoa, that B'chol Makom B'Shas, that Mashma D'Midei D'Asya Misvarei Havidareisa. Throughout Shas, doesn't it seem as if that if something is based on Svara Pshuta, that's a Dindareisa? That's a Dindareisa. After all, the Pnei Yosha writes, doesn't the Gemara sometimes ask, Lomali Kra Svarahu? Lomali cross Svarahu? So, Bracha Rishona should be a Din D'Oraisa. That's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. Pnei Yeshua goes a step further. Maybe Enoch Inami. Pnei Yeshua writes, even if Im Timtzi Lomar, that yes, it's a Svara, and it is D'Oraisa, I could still explain to you, Pnei Yosha writes, why Safek Brachos Lahakel? Because what's the other option? Make another bracha? No, that would be a bracha shino tzricha. We point out according to the Rambam, bracha shino tzricha also is a din d'oraisa. So the Pnei Yosha writes the Chiddush that the fact that we assume Safek Brachos Lahakel is not always just simply such an indicator that Safek is the Kula because it's a Din D'Rabbanan. Maybe it's because the other option also is not acceptable. Misafek, you're going to make another Bracha? Maybe that should be called a Safek regarding a Bracha Shino Tzricha. And that was the line we discussed in Pnei Yosha also, unbelievable Chiddush. What about a Balkari? If Bracha Rishona is really a Daraisa, so how does the Balkari have a right to eat Lechem without making a Bracha of Hamotzi? That was that bombshell of the Pnei Yosha. Well, he's going to bench, because benching is Daraisa. And since he's benching, that's not called Nehne B'li Bracha. Achidash Lagabi Chidash, no? So he's going to be reciting a bracha anyway. So that's not called eating without acknowledging Hashem. Acknowledge. He did so afterwards. So midaraisa, that'll be sufficient. So the fact that we grant the license to the Balkari not to make the bracha, or suffik brachas lakel, is not necessarily an indicator that bracha rishon is drabbanan. Wow. Because svara is compelling. Svara is like Lamali Cross Svaru. Where do you see this? Lamali Cross Svaru. So, as an example, the Sugi and Ksuvas Tav Chav Beis. The Gemara there discusses the principle of Apesha Asar, or Apesha Yit. Is Bitin Asati Lishta Zen? The Gemara says, what do you need a Pasuk for? Isn't it obvious? If the whole level of Nemanos is based on his assertion, his admission, so hapesh asar, hapesh hitu. Or the Gemara Bava Kama and Daf Mem Vav Mem Beis. Here the Gemara discusses the principle of hamotzi mecherel of haraya. How do you know that that's true? So the Gemara Daf Mem Vav Mem Beis quotes a pasuk. Mi bal dvarim yigash aleihem. The baldavar, he is the one who has to approach you. The Baldover, the Toveya, right? He is the one who has to put forth, to pursue, to prove his claim. So the Gemara says, you see, Hamotzim Rechav Araya. Immediately, the Gemara rejects that. The Gemara says, Lamali Kosvaru. The Gemara gives the following mashal, that man de ki'iva azal be'asya. You're sick? Go to a doctor. Whose responsibility is it? The doctor has to come to you. One who's sick, it's his responsibility. How is the doctor supposed to know? So the Gemara entertains the possibility of Hamotzim Rechav Haraya as being Gzeres HaKosu, as a Svar, Gzeres HaKosu. The Gemara immediately says, what do you mean? Lomali Klas Svaru. It's a Svar Pshuta. I've often pointed out, if you look in Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin, Gimel Ches, says Hamotzim Rechav Haraya is a Gzeres HaKosu. Mi Baldvarim. That's the maskanas Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi doesn't have the whole hemshech of our Gemara, not needed. And if you look in Rashi and Gittin Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, Rashi quotes Motz Mechavera. Rashi says Daraisahu Mi Bal Dvar Miga Shalein. Rashi quotes the pasuk, even though the Gemara seems to reject it. You can take a look. There's a tshuv in the Trumas Edition Shin Mem Tes. The Trumas Edition deals with that issue. Whether Motz Mechavera is a real Gzeres Hakos or whether it's a Sfar. Again, but for our purpose. You see, Svar is Mechayiv. So, Brach Rav Yishona is a Din D'Oraisa because of Svara, like that Pnei Yeshua. Chiddush. Rosh Weiss has a short piece, it's in the Mechash Asher and Parshas Eker, in Dvarim, Simen Tezvav. There where he points out that, you know, there are different types of Svarim. There's different types of Svarim. The first approach he mentioned simply, sometimes... when you assume Iba Yisema, compelling, not compelling, right? Maybe this is a different lambda. Right. As Tosus writes there. In other words, Tosus writes right. That's again Shuas Chafbeis Mabeis. Right. Tosus is bothered that why sometimes he lamli kas svarahu, and why sometimes he Iba Yisema svarai Iba Yisema kra. So Tosus writes if the svari is a svara pshuta kolkach, then you say lamli kas svarahu. And that sugya, Shuas Chafbeis, is talking about the achilas b'chlau shti or not. So Tosu says that svar is not so compelling. So that's where the Gemara says iba yisema kara iba yisema svar. That's what Tosu writes Chafbeis Mabeis. Here Rav Asher Weiss writes the following chiddush that maybe svar can mean different things. Now, svar sometimes can mean what Rav Asher Weiss terms as svar sichlis, meaning logic. No, logic. Something which is pure logic, that's where the Gemara says that Svar is Daraisa. Lamli Kra Svarahu. Hamotz Michavera, Peshasra, Peshehitir. When I tell you there's a Svara that one should recite, Ibracha Rishona, does that mean that it's a mathematical principle, logic in that clear sense? Here I would argue it means that it's an imperative, right? It's an ethical imperative to recite a bracha rishona. Kishu sovem avare, kishu evlo kolshke. But there's a difference that he points out as a svara musaris, it's a svara salev. There's a difference between raw logic as opposed to, right, he writes that which is a moral or ethical imperative. Or to put the difference a little bit differently, right, they suggest that there's a difference between dinim as opposed to mitzvos. When you're dealing in the plane of dinim, then if something is logical, that's a din d'oraisa. Now, if you can demonstrate from the Choshen Mishpat that this is a Torah principle, you're going to say, so that's only relevant to Rabbanan. A logical principle like Kamotze Mechavera Timechadei Shedin, that certainly is true. In terms of mitzvahs, for me to argue that it's logical that there should be such a mitzvah. So that means that what? You don't need a tzivui. You don't need any tzivui whatsoever. Certainly, the Svara Salev of Bracha Rishona, you will admit, is incomplete. What type of hana requires a bracha? And is this bracha lifoneh? Is this bracha lachareha? And all the details of dinya brachos? Obviously, all of that is not going to be dictated by pure svara. The most you could argue is that it's reasonable, it's appropriate that a person should thank Hashem, but the course that it would take is quite different. You'd argue, is it necessary to have a mitzvah birchas hamazon? Svara? Don't you say thank you? Even if one could argue, yes, there's an appropriateness of saying thank you, but obviously the tokef and the thrust and the detail of the birchas hamazon in terms of its the hagdaras hamitzvah requires that sense of its tzivui. So there's a couple of possibilities Rashi Weiss suggests. I think overlap to an extent. A difference between the dinim of hamotzi mechavera, the din of hapesh asar, as opposed to mitzvos mugdaros that require some form of tzivui. Even if one could argue that, you know, this is a mitzvah similar to a mishpat that on my own I could have, yeah, but nonetheless, the hagdara, the prate hadinim that requires some element of tzivui. And maybe a difference between the Svaras HaSeifel as opposed to the Svaras HaLeim. The Minchas Chinuch has, I'll just give you an interesting application. Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Sarivav points out as follows, when it comes to Yehareg Vayavo, how do we know that certain Averos are Yehareg Vayavo? So the Minchas Chinuch points out as follows, that we know Avodah Zarah, Gedaraya, Shvichas Dam, Yehareg Vayavo. But the Minchas Chinuch suggests there's a big difference between Ritzicha as opposed to Avodah Zarah and Gedaraya. When it comes to Avodah Zarah and Gedaraya, how do we know that's Yehareg Vayavo? The answer is Drasha. Maybe I would have envisioned that Arayos is not Yehareg Vayavo. Maybe one could envision that Avodah Zarah is not Yehareg Vayavo. The answer is drasha, psukim. How do you know that ritzicha is yehareg vayavo? That the Gemara writes in Sefer Daf Ayin Daled, my chazis. At least at that point, my chazis. What's the svara? Svara. No. What right do you have to take a life to save a life? My chazis, the number of samut tvei. So the Minchas Chinuch points out a chiddush that even within Yehareg Vayavor, there are certain cases that are svara of ritzicha, and others are based on drasha. And the Minchas Chinuch writes in nafgamina, there are shonim that are against this. But the Minchas Chinuch writes, I would argue very reasonable, very very mistaber. When you look in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, daf chav zayinu beis, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yishmael Shita. Rabbi Yishmael Shita. We don't assume it's Rabbi Yishmael, but Rabbi Yishmael Shita that Yehareg Vayavor is dafka b'frahesia, not b'tzina. We typically assume against Rabbi Yishmael that tzina in frahesia is a difference within shar averos, but not when it comes to averos achamuros. Rabbi Yishmael disagrees. Rabbi Shmuel writes that no, even when it comes to averos hachamuros, befarhesia, not betzina. In other words, even Rabbi Shmuel agrees that Yehareg Vayavor is because of Kiddush Hashem. And Kiddush Hashem is berabim. If it's betzina, not. So Minchas Chinuch suggests a chiddush that even within Rabbi Shmuel, that's only true of Arayos and Avodah Zarah, but not true of Ritzicha. Because if what's driving Ritzicha is my chazis, what Rabbi Shmuel is going to argue, there's a difference between sin and frahesia in terms of my chazis. There, everything is determined by the svara. You're telling me there's a drasha that Arayos is Yehareg Vayavor, so maybe the drasha is only Arayos that results in such a breach, such a chil Hashem, but frahesia. But my chazis, why should that be dependent at all? Interesting, right? Mamish and afgamina. Right, between Ritzicha as opposed to Avodah Zarah and Gider Ayos. Very mistabra what Minchas Chinuch writes. A beautiful chiddush, Reish Tzarivav. I would just comment as follows. When you look at the Tosus, and that's Sugin Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Zayin, right, Dermas Chayachol, when you look in the Rashba, that's Sugin, Dermas Rabbi Yishmael, it's mefurish in Tosus in the Rashba, not that way. It's a ha'ara, but Minchas Chinuch. They assume that Rabbi Yishmael Shita b'Farhesia is by all the Averos HaChamuros, even by Ritzicha as well. But it's a fascinating, just illustrative example where. You know, you find that case that maybe svara as opposed to gzeras hapasuv could play a critical role. There also, I'd argue again that there's an element of, I would call, the svara sasecha. Right? My chazis. Yeah, there, that can be daraisa. That can be daraisa. But the svarati machadesha mitzvah, right? Even if you say it's appropriate to daven every day. It's appropriate, that's svaradik, to be makabal malchus shamayim. A person should go through life and not be makabal malchus shamayim. But that svara does not give rise to all the prati hamitzvah, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Even if one were to argue, even if there wasn't a mitzvah of Kriya Shema, I would still know that it's appropriate to acknowledge. Even if there wasn't a mitzvah of Hallel, I would still know that it's appropriate to let you mishabeh. This element of matir, we'll have to discuss in future shiurim, just maybe this is somewhat madik in the Rambam Shita, maybe not. But if you look in the Sefer HaManig, right, it's on Amud Hey. Just I'll just read you one line of the Bala HaManig. The Tiknu Chazal Bracha L'chol Mitzvos over the Asiyasan. Right, Chazal Mesakein Birchas HaMitzvah. And why is that true? L'fi she'asar lehenos milumah zeblo bracha. Well, u'kishem she'asar lehenos b'macha v'mishta v'anasa olam, as the Gemara writes in our daf, so kach asar lasos kiyum shum mitzvah ba'olam b'lo bracha. After all, me'achar she'esh lo schar mitzvah, a person is going to get great schar for performing mitzvahs, and therefore, hareze nehenem min ha'olam hazeh b'olam haba. That's the Bala HaManig. Right? That this svara of Asa Lehenos Malazam Bracha, below Bracha, not only Birchas Hanenin, even a Birchas HaMitzvah, even a Birchas HaMitzvah as well. A fascinating Chiddush. Because a person, right, will receive great schar for that which he is doing. That's a Mefurish in the Sefer HaManig. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos in Perak Aleph Halacha Gemara writes, ukeshem shemavarchin al hana, kach mevarchin al kol mitzvah mitzvah. Okay, a diuk, right? We have to be careful always with these diukim, right? Keshem. Does the Rambam really mean to say that what is driving Birchas Hanenin, the two halachos, right, of matir and hoda, is also present in each and every mitzvah? In each and every mitzvah? But the Rambam does make that equation, keshem shemavarchin. The Rambam does write in Hilchos Brachos in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Hey that just as one cannot recite a Birchas Hanenin la'achar shenehene based on Ravina, the Rambam writes the same thing is true when it comes to Birchas HaMitzvah. There's no option of reciting a Birchas HaMitzvah la'achar shosah HaMitzvah. That's against the Rezeruah. The Rezeruah in Simen Chafei of Hilchos Kriya Shema disagrees and writes that no, Birchas HaMitzvah can be recited even La'achar Asi as well. But Mefurish and Bal HaManig, this svar of our Gemara is applicable even when it comes to Birchas HaMitzvah as well. Okay, all right, we'll stop here. Emet Hashem will continue Monday. Okay, at quarter to 10.